Welcome back. We're in Chapter 3 of Personal Protective Equipment, and we're going to start talking about chemical protective clothing. The previous chapter discusses broad categories of protective equipment, but when we start talking about chemical protection, we do need to make glove or fabric selections based on the chemical being used so that we can select the most appropriate material for the chemical-resistant glove or other part of clothing. This section will talk about the considerations in chemical protective clothing selection, and we'll provide you some online sources to give you some glove manufacturer information to show you what some glove charts do look like. When we're trying to select glove material, we need to know a bunch of information so that we can make the best decision. First, we do need to know what is the chemical being handled. Specifically, we need a safety data sheet. We need to know what the chemical is so that we can match it to the right chemical in the glove. We also need to know what is the nature of the contact. So will somebody have to remain in contact with that chemical to do the job, or are you just protecting against splashes? So the nature of the contact, if I have to grab onto a rag that has solvent on it and maintain contact with that rag while I'm wiping, that's a direct contact that we need to know will happen. But if we're protecting against splashes, we could use maybe something that's thinner, that if it gets splashed, then we can take the protective equipment off and we don't have to worry about contact time. The third thing that we need to think about is how long that contact occurs. If it's only being contacted for a short period of time, then we can use some cheap disposable materials as long as we do dispose them once we've had that contact. But if we're in contact with something for a long period of time, then we may need more durable materials, which may cost a little bit more money, and then we have to make sure that we're taking good care of those chemical protective clothing. Another item is, what area does need that protection? So do we need to protect just the hand, or do we need the hand and the forearm, or do we need full arm protection? And so this is, again, going to be a function of the task being performed. How is somebody going to be coming into contact with these materials? We also need some practical considerations, including grip requirements. Will the hand be mostly dry, or will it be wet or covered with oil? And how much of a grip strength do we need? So some gloves are very protective, but you don't have a lot of dexterity because the material is so thick. We do need to understand what the person has to do while wearing the glove. And then, do we need thermal protection? So in some cases, we do need to have thermal protections, such as liquid propane dispensing. We do need to have thermal protection. So we need a glove that is not just chemical, but also is thermal protective. And last but not least, we also need to know about the size and comfort. So we do need to figure out what size gloves to order. And we'll give you some advice on how to do that in this next section. And then comfort. It's always good to have people try on gloves, try on materials, test out, can they do the job that they need to do while they're wearing it? In some cases, if it doesn't work, then we have to get another material or another size in order to make it so that somebody can wear the PPE and get the task done. And then there's another final consideration is, we need to consider abrasion. So are tasks likely to abrade the glove? So if we rub on it, we've got to have things passing over the hand. We need to pick a material that's not going to fall apart and tear. And so if we think about a nitrile glove, is much better at not tearing compared to latex. So there will be some decisions that we'll have to make if there's some mechanical agitation that we also need to consider while we're considering the chemical compatibility. So those are kind of the broad things that we do need to know about selecting the glove material and then selecting the final things that we're going to be asking our workers to wear. We will give you a table in the printed version of this material. And this table will kind of give a general description of glove materials that you want to consider when selecting chemical resistance. I will kind of walk you through the table now and talk about a different glove material. So you may buy a butyl rubber glove, a neoprene rubber glove, natural rubber glove. And I'm going to talk about what are the performance categories. What are those gloves good for? What are the known problems with that glove? And what are some performance notes that have been made about a category of gloves? It will be critical to confirm the chemical resistance for the chemical glove that you select from the manufacturer that you're getting the glove from to make sure that these chemical categories are still a good match. We'll give you some information in your reference materials that will show you what those general categories of chemicals look like, but also from manufacturer's perspective, what is a good, bad, and excellent glove matched to a chemical. So let's talk about glove materials. Probably a very common industrial glove is called a butyl rubber glove. It's really great for peroxides, highly corrosive acids, strong bases, alcohols, aldehydes, ketones, esters, nitrogen compounds. This can come in a very thick material. It is probably what you would want if you have corrosive materials. We do know that it is not good with aliphatic and aromatic hydrocarbons or halogenated solvents, hydrocarbons that have chlorine attached to it. It does resist oxidation. It's not corroded in ozone environments, and it holds up pretty well to abrasion. So if that's a concern, a butyl rubber might be a good selection. And another good feature of this is it does remain flexible at low temperature. So in cold environments in the wintertime, butyl rubber is not going to crack. So that's kind of the high and low notes of the butyl rubber. Another category of glove material is natural rubber, also called latex or latex rubber. It does protect against water solutions of acids, so not strong acids and bases, but aqueous solutions, little weaker solutions of acids, alkalis, salts, and ketones. It is also useful for resisting abrasions during polishing and grinding. So if you are working in a machine shed and doing some polishing and grinding, a natural or latex rubber is a good glove. However, it's important to understand that not all people can safely wear latex. There is a thing called latex allergies. And if your workers have that allergy, they probably know about it by now because a lot of hospitals ask that question. And if you have a latex allergy and the hospital didn't know about it, they know about it pretty quickly. Gloves that are natural rubber or latex rubber, you want to ask your workers, do they have a latex allergy? And in some cases, people without a latex allergy may be irritated by the powder inside of natural latex rubber gloves. I am one of those people. I wore it and changed it quite a bit. And then my hands were on fire for about a week afterward. If you don't have those responses to it and it matches your chemicals pretty well, they are comfortable and they're good general purpose, you know, thin types of gloves. Another glove type is neoprene rubber. Those are good for hydraulic fluids, gasoline, alcohols, organic acids, alkalis, a good shop kind of glove to wear. It is often superior chemical and wear resistance compared to natural rubber gloves. A neoprene rubber glove might be helpful for a shop. The last category that I'll walk you through is a nitrile glove. These gloves are great for chlorinated solvents. Remember previously, we said that the butyl rubber is not good for chlorinated solvents, but the nitrile is. It's also good for oils, greases, acids, caustics, and alcohols. It is not recommended for strong oxidizing agents, aromatic solvents, ketones, and acetates. So that's why you have to know what the chemical is you are using and select the right glove category. The nitrile glove is great for jobs requiring dexterity and sensitivity and is actually more puncture resistant than a latex glove is. Most of the time in hospitals, they have switched from a natural or latex rubber down to nitrile. So we'll give you a table and then we'll also give you another reference in an OSHA document that outlines chemical-specific chemical resistance selection guides for these four families. But as always, you want to check with the glove manufacturer. So whoever you're buying a chemical resistant glove from, they should have done some testing to see, is that glove good for your formulation? And so we'll give you a document from OSHA, and we do recommend that you take a look at Table 4 in that document that we'll share with you on your materials. So in the next chapter, we're going to walk you through an example of how to select chemical protective clothing. As you get ready for that chapter, I want you to think about and discuss what chemicals do you know about on the farm that may need to have chemical protective gloves properly selected. Think about information that you've learned from other units in the series or with conversations that you've had with your colleagues or with farmers. And discuss whether you think we can group chemicals together, say all pesticides. And then if we group all of these chemicals together, can we just select one glove type, or do we need to consider different materials for different chemicals being used? Think through that now that you know that we've got to make sure that we match a chemical with a glove formulation in order to make these selections. We'll see it in the next chapter and talk about specific selection process and walk you through with an example. Bye.